My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is vital. And we have to remember that we need to really start putting our focus more in line in the right area, in the right direction. Today, we're hearing about younger and younger individuals within our own circles of friends and family that are now suffering with things that, you know, at one time we just kind of chalked up to being an old age geriatric problem, but not anymore. Is it our own fault? I mean, is it what's going on around us in the world? Is it how we're eating, the things we're using in and on our body? Is it stress? Is it, you know, lack of paying attention to our bodies? Yeah, I think it's a little bit of all of it. How much do we have responsibility for? A lot. And I think that we can be more in charge of the things that we're doing and how we're approaching our life, you know, in a little bit of a healthier manner. The biggest problem, I think, for most of us, is that we think we have to do it all in one day. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. You know, you can spread out, you know, your changes and start with baby steps. And sometimes seeing a little bit of a good change that's noticeable can be dramatically enhancing and motivating for us to want to do something else. And I think that that is, you know, something that's very, very important for us to focus on. And I think the biggest problem is I think a lot of us may have over the years, probably not had a really good, successful journey on our health. And sometimes it leaves a pretty bad taste in our mouth. And sometimes we're just like, you know, why am I going to do this? And, you know, I failed at it the last time. Nothing worked for me. Well, maybe upon further investigation, you may just find that you weren't prepared. You didn't ask questions. You didn't do your homework. And maybe you got the results that, you know, you probably were supposed to have because of that lack of focus and attention. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I thank you for taking the time to tune in bright and early this Tuesday morning. Weather is warming up, obviously, and many of us are heading in a warmer direction, so we want to prepare our body, of course. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure that we have the availability of knowledge, information at our fingertips, and I think that's why I bring you the best guest in the industry, as well as having the relevant topics every single day for your good health. The things that we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and in many cases, the things we just don't talk enough about. And I think once you start getting the information, the dialogue kind of falls right in place. And then we feel more comfortable talking about things that maybe at one time we weren't so comfortable discussing. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. But that's not the only reason. They're also in their fourth decade. Once again, not the only reason. I send you there because it's a fully packed store with the best of the best is what they carry, only what they carry. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, a great experience every time you go in. Because when you go in with questions and you leave with answers and you leave with peace of mind and you feel more comfortable about the healthy journey that you're trying to take, and maybe this time around knowing in your heart that you're going to finally be successful because you know you're kind of going down the right road. And you've got this backup system of amazing people that can help you. And I really do think that that is such an amazing thing. So I hope you'll take the time to become part of that because I know it'll make your life so much better, so much healthier, so much more complete. And that's always a great thing. Now, when you go to stay healthy, you know, make sure, like I said, you bring your questions with you. But above and beyond that, that you maybe give them some information on where you've been in the past and what you've done. And I think the hardest thing is allowing yourself to be able to maybe head down that road, you know, knowing that you've been unsuccessful in the past, because, you know, we carry that weird, unhealthy, unsuccessful burden with us. And we need to just let that go. Because it's not doing us any good, and all it's really doing is putting ourselves into a category of feeling unsuccessful, and we don't need to do that. So Stay Healthy Health Food Store, make sure that you take the time to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And above and beyond that, make sure that you take the time to head in a healthier direction with their great support. And you're going to be very, very happy that you did. And, you know, somebody just chimed in right now. They said, you know, I went for my first time the other day and it was just really great. And, you know, they're really good at what they do. And if you've never really taken the time to put yourself into that healthy direction, boy, my goodness, you're going to be very, very pleased once you go. Well, today we're going to be talking with Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He is a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life and is their probiotics and enzymes expert, but I will say he is their everything expert. He is a pleasure to have here because there's not a topic he cannot talk about intelligently and making it understandable and making it enjoyable, and that's what's so great. We get the pleasure to have Bruce here twice a month, and we've got a long-time relationship with spreading the good word, and he is out in the trenches spreading good word, good information, educating, and I have to tell you, it's always a pleasure to have him here on the show. Help me welcome my guest. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for that intro. Man, I don't know if I can live up to that hype, though. That's amazing. Thank you for having me.
I think you got it down. I think you're good to go. Where are you? Are you home? Are you getting ready to go?
I'm home. I actually get to be at home for a week. I'm catching up on research papers. I was actually just reading the Stay Healthy website this morning. Some good news articles on there today.
Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself in a category where, you know, you're doing what you're doing out there, but your nose is perpetually in the books and files, too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why I have this job, Jeff. I love to fly around and, you know, have like a 2.5-hour plane ride and a new book to read or a new study to disseminate or, you know, something to sink my teeth into.
Sure.
Yeah, I still love this industry, and I think it's an exciting time. I think you just laid out something that I want to comment on about Stay Healthy and why people need to go to health food stores. I was just reading a paper that came out looking at patient interactions. In other words, they went and studied when people go to their doctor, how long do they actually spend? And that part was 10 to 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. And but the part that shocked me, Jeff, this was amazing. They actually tracked how long a patient got to speak to their doctor, the average amount of time before they were interrupted in one of these studied appointments.
3 minutes?
And no, it was 12 seconds.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And so this is not to lambast doctors. No. Doctors are amazing people. I know a lot of great physicians who help a lot of people. But here's the thing. The listeners may not know that your average doctor today has like a roster of like 2,000 patients. They can't spend a half hour with you talking about trans fatty acids and corn syrup and the dangers of sedentary lifestyles and how minerals may help your leg cramps or how drinking more water, you know, they can't get into that, not because they don't want to, but because they don't have that capacity. And when I think about these statistics and I think about the true health coaching that goes on at a store like Stay Healthy or my mom's store,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's really what this business is about. And it's really, I think, such an amazing thing that I still love it. I still love to get on the airplane and read what's new or read what's not working. You know, we'll refine our knowledge and improve and progress forward because there's a lot left to learn and know. But it's exciting. This is great stuff we're learning today.
You know, I think it's always been so interesting to be able to have the availability of, you know, knowledge at our fingertips. And every time I just think that I'm just cocky and smart that I've learned it all, you know, I find out that I don't. And you know, how many times have we thought we finally had it down and we walked away from the bulletin board and from the office and from the school and from a class and you think, you know, I've got this. And then you just go ahead and you find out you did not have this.
Yeah, and, boy, that happens a lot too.
Yeah, it really does, and you know, and it's, but you know what? I like the continually learning. I'm glad it hasn't maxed out because I would have got really bored.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's kind of the thing about medicine, or I guess science in general. We're always pushing new frontiers, and you know, I was just reviewing food dye laws in the United States versus other countries. And you were at the top of the hour talking about what's going on with our health. You know, we're more stressed, we're eating more sugar, we're, you know, more dealing with social media, all these things you listed off. And I kind of think about that paper that I just read yesterday about comparing American companies' products, you know, the stuff they sell here in the States, versus the exact same version that's sold overseas from the same American companies. And it's incredible that often the amount of food dyes, the amounts of trans fats and growth hormones and all these things are just so much reduced when you go overseas. And that's the kind of learning that we're doing today. We're learning more about how these additives that are in our food affect our brain, affect our nervous system. And today we're putting them in sippy cups, kind of just based on very scant research that was published by the companies that will promulgate from the fails. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot we're learning, and I'm just so happy that this type of information is now becoming more accessible through the internet, through radio shows like yours. It's just a new time, and I think the fact that giant companies like Nestle are now in there planting flags for organic agriculture and are like launching the very first organic tube feeding products and are doing all this incredible stuff that 10 years ago, I think I was like, holding signs outside their parking lot to protest them, and now I'm kind of a cheerleader for a lot of the internal quadrants of these companies. They're not a monolith, and there's a lot of great stuff happening.
Let me ask you a question. I know today we're going to touch on essential oils and herbs, and do you see, I just have one quick question. Do you see the industry still continuing to turn more heads and to make more people stop and think moving forward? See, I do.
Oh, I mean, I think CBD right now is a good example, a clear illustration of exactly that phenomenon where we're getting so many new people who might have thought this whole industry, they might have thought herbal medicine is snake oil. They might have thought it's all illegitimate, you know, phony, baloney, placebo stuff. And now we're really seeing this frontier of enthusiasm, including from people who have never sat foot in a health food store, who are kind of maybe averse to the whole hippie ideas, you know, these kind of, you know, misty-eyed, tree-hugging, you know, caricatures that they have in their mind that may not reflect reality, but they themselves wouldn't step foot in this industry. So is it turning heads? Is the industry still attracting the young and the new and people who are unfamiliar? I think the answer is overwhelmingly yes. And we're seeing that in the data. We're seeing that in the sales numbers. We're seeing that in the research profile in terms of the cross-section of studies that are getting published right now. It is an exciting time for natural medicine. And I think we're kind of ending that dichotomy where it used to be only natural medicine or pharmaceutical allopathic medicine. Now I think we're getting more to that plane of integration where we're just seeing it as medicine. Whatever works, works. And that should be called medicine. It's not an alternative. So I really think that's what's happening, and I'm convinced it will continue.
Well, look at another one. It would be looking at essential oils. You know, yeah. Essential oils, and we can just slide right into this, you know, but the thing is there was a time when essential oils was associated more with the tie-dye shirts and patchouli kind of hippie Woodstock kind of people from, you know, the 80s. And, you know, and that's where it is. And look at essential oils today. Yeah. You know, they have taken a prominent place. Even when I went back to school to become a naturopath, and I had an entire class just on essential oils, and I thought to myself, this is amazing. I love it anyway, you know, but the thing is, I thought to myself, this is really, really growing again, and it's spread out and gone to the next level. So my question always comes in is, how do you know what essential oil to pick up and use? How many of them are just for good measure and good health? And how do you know how to choose one if you're dealing with a situation, something's going on?
That's a great question. I want to start by saying that I laughed internally at what you said about the hippie tie-dye patchouli stuff, because I actually kind of used to feel that way. Like, I kind of used to think that essential oils were kind of like woo medicine, that were not, they just didn't seem that legitimate in my mind.
Me too.
And so to your question, I think before I dove into the scientific literature, before I had kind of explored the evidence and watched all these presentations and met all these experts in that field, before that happened, I really would have answered your question with, well, gee, Jeff, I don't know. I think you just go with whatever smells good, because it's all nonsense anyway. That would have been my very glib, pretty cynical answer probably 5 to 10 years ago. Nowadays, I'm seeing all these research papers come out, you know, where they're talking about essential oils as really amazing, you know, phytopharmaceutical type stuff, where we're getting plant medicines that are really concentrated. I was looking at a paper just a few months ago looking at New Mexico State University, looking at essential oils as fungicides, right? And they have found that some of these blends actually rival synthetic pesticides in their effectiveness, which is incredible when you think that growers are losing, you know, 70% of their produce in these organic channels because they don't have any effective fungicides, and some of these farms just get ruined. So it's happening in agriculture. It's happening in human and animal trials, right? There's a lot of research being done that is raising the legitimacy of essential oils, and it's changing minds. Like, people like me, who used to be very cynical or sort of pessimistic about the real potential of essential oils, that's changing. So to answer your question, nowadays, well, there's a body of research that you can actually look at. We don't just have to kind of look at traditional folklore type stuff. You know, for instance, peppermint oil definitely has some data. A lot of it's in animals. But peppermint oil actually can be used as a sinus or chest rub. It's used in, like, tension headache type environments. It can be used as a mouthwash. And we know this because of the chemistry of what's actually in there. We've studied the molecules. We've looked at these terpenes and these kind of effects they have on our tissues, in our mucous membranes, or in our smooth muscles, or in our nerve pathways. And yes, peppermint oil is a good example. It's been around a long time, so people can just look at the traditional kind of, you know, folk remedy type uses. Or they can look at the published science, where there's actually, nowadays, a little bit there. It's not like it was 15, 25 years ago, where it was just a black hole. It was just crickets chirping. Now there's actually data. It's published. It's getting more rigorous out there when it comes to these types of medicine. And at Garden of Life, as always, we're going to source them clean. We want to get into organic extraction that's done on the field, where they actually use special extraction that's mobile, and they can use these steam distillation facilities right there in Tunisia or in Egypt. It's not shipped for a week before it's processed. These are like fresh plants, like an hour from when it's picked, that are being processed into essential oils, and the only solvent is steam. It's just pure steam extraction. This is about as clean as it gets, and we're really excited to work with this French company where we buy these and bring them to the United States. It's just what we do at Garden of Life. We're focused on raw material, as always.
Now, when you start looking at essential oils, a lot of people need to realize that essential oils are strong. And sometimes you have to really experiment with them. You might want to use a carrier oil with them. And by a carrier oil, I mean, in a good visual example on the radio would be someone that has almond oil, and they're using that for massage. And they may have added a couple drops of lavender oil to it to give you more of a relaxing massage. It is something that I don't recommend using full strength. I do recommend diluting it. You may have a different viewpoint.
No, I think that's right. I think there's a few you can use undiluted,
right?
But those are rare. Like, lavender oil is probably, you know, one of the few ones that you can put right on your skin that won't irritate you. I don't recommend ever generally putting them straight onto your skin. Most of these are just simply too concentrated, and it's kind of a waste of money, right, Jeff?
True. It's like,
why would you, you know, put it so strongly? Just use a couple of drops, and that way your bottle, that little 1 ounce or half ounce bottle, is now going to last you months because you're just taking a tiny serving each time.
Now, the other thing is, before we go any further, how do you feel about internal use of essential oils?
Ooh, the controversy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so there is actually studies on internal usage, but this is really scary stuff for people who just watch a YouTube video and start putting essential oils right into the glass of water and drinking it. You know, it's like drinking 50 cups of herbal tea. Or it'd be like walking in to stay healthy and picking up an herbal tincture, like one of those little liquid 1 ounce alcohol tinctures, those little extracts, and drinking the entire bottle, right? We would never recommend that. And I think people sometimes forget that essential oils are so concentrated. I mean, I was actually reading about lavender. Like when they make lavender, they actually measure the concentration ratio by acres. they actually measure how many acres of flowers it takes to get how many pounds of essential oil. It's not like a conversion that you would think of in terms of how many pounds go in and how many pounds come out. It's like, no, we need an acre of flowers to get like 13 pounds of oil or something. I mean, it is an amazing amount of concentration. Each drop is very dense, very packed with all those molecules. And you can know that if you smell it or put it on your skin. It can react to all these things. It's powerful medicine, and it should be respected that way. And I recommend either inhaling it through a diffuser, which will put these molecules into your bloodstream through your lungs. That's much safer. Or I recommend, like you said, massaging it, the transdermal route, where you're putting it into a carrier oil. It can be olive oil or coconut oil, or almond is wonderful. There's lots of good massage oils out there. And then you can absorb it right through your skin, and that will also put these things right into your bloodstream. So at the end of the day, you just don't need to eat it. And if you ever consider eating it, definitely work with a practitioner. Work with somebody who really knows what they're doing, because some of these can actually be dangerous to your liver if you're just drinking a vial of oil. That's almost never a good idea under any circumstance. But in general, at Garden of Life, we don't put internal usage recommendations, even though they're pure enough. These are really of pharmaceutical purity. There's nothing more pure on the market. We went through a battery of testing to ensure about metals and even contaminants or fake petroleum-based products that some labs have seen in their essential oils out there in the world. We really do a battery of testing. So we're confident that they're clean enough to eat. They are what you would call food grade. But we simply don't label them that way because we really feel like that should be under the guise of a practitioner. So just transdermal or diffusing in the air. Those are the ways we recommend.
Okay. And the other thing is you're going to find how you respond to them individually, because I think what happens is, you know, there are some people that respond really well to one or another. I know people that bring the diffusers today are phenomenal. And, I have people that take them to work, they have them on their desk, and some of them use an oil that just works for them. It either keeps them focused, keeps them energetic, keeps them relaxed, stress-free, whatever it is. And, you know, for them, that's what works for them. And it might be a different essential oil for the person in the next office, the next cubicle, the next floor, the next building.
Yeah, it's a funny story, Jeff. I was recently in the airport, and I got delayed. I know you know what that's like, where they toy with your emotions and
yes.
tell you every half hour you're going to leave.
Yes. You know?
So there was a person sitting there that was, like, nauseous. I could tell they were, you can kind of sense they're pale, that you can tell they're kind of holding their tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to talking with them, and they said, oh, gosh, this is just killing me. My stomach hurts so bad. And I actually had some essential oils with me. And I mixed up a little, just on a paper towel, I dabbed some eucalyptus, some lemon oil, some peppermint. I made a little blend for them. And it was incredible how fast it worked. They just, started putting it right to their nose and inhaling it, breathing through the napkin. And it was, within 30 seconds, they were able to kind of get mm-hmm. up and walk around. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't cure them. But I think I made a believer of somebody just sitting there at the gate waiting for the flight, the delays, that sometimes people don't realize how fast essential oils kind of work. It opens up all these channels. It works on all these pathways in your body. Right now, terpenes are a big area of research, and that's really what essential oils have. It's these molecules called terpenes, that affect our nervous system and affect our immune system, can actually affect our circulation, and in some cases, as I witnessed, can really help with nausea. If you're feeling there and your stomach's all twisted up in knots and you're breathing all heavy and it feels like you're not sure if you're, you know, going to regurgitate, sometimes essential oils, just inhaling them, can do incredible things for your digestive tract and kind of reset you. It's almost like using essential oils when your lungs are all affected, like when you're having congestion and you're wheezing and coughing. It can just open you up and help you sleep. And I've seen similar parallel effects for digestive calming, too. So essential oils, one thing I want people to know, if they've never tried them, they tend to work very fast. Like within a 5-minute span, you'll notice something really happening. It's incredible. But like you said, for me, when I smelled it, I didn't love the way that blend smelled. When I made it for this guy in the airport, for me, it wasn't like a really pleasant aroma. I just knew it would help open him up and kind of settle his tummy. And just like you're saying, it's highly individualistic. What will work for somebody else might not work for you. So tinker with the strength, you know, in terms of how concentrated, or tinker with the blends in terms of what herbs you're using, because you'll find different mixes that, frankly, are just outstanding and work right before your very eyes.
The other question that comes in with essential oils is, you know, can you use them with children? I mean, because is it an adult kind of thing? Because I know people that put them in atomizers and they put them in these diffusers in their kids' bedrooms at night during allergy season, eucalyptus and lemon oil, and, you know, during the winter, you know, to keep make them feel better, maybe lavender to keep them more relaxed, or, you know, different things. How do you feel about that? You've got kids?
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree with all of those. Yeah, for my kids, if they ever get kind of a lung congestion thing going on, I definitely diffuse eucalyptus in the bedroom, and it really seems to help. I mean, modern medicine has sort of adopted these things. You know, so when we talk about herbs and essential oils, this is a long history. We've gotten codeine from poppy and aspirin from light willow. We're going to learn a lot more in the coming generations, as we currently are with CBD. I mean, there's just an incredible frontier of knowledge out there. And for children, I mean, yeah, these things shouldn't be just handed to a young child, because they're so concentrated that it could hurt them if they drank a vial of essential oils. So some caution is advised, but they're also very safe. And if you're diffusing it or rubbing it into the skin in a dilution, this has a wonderful track record to help calm them down, maybe reduce headaches or muscle tension, maybe help them sleep, maybe help with aches and pains, or, you know, using it as a bath soak or a sinus rub or a chest rub. These things are really useful for kids. And I, for one, also highly love lemongrass oil around the trash. It's one of the best deodorizers. It can be used on your skin, kind of like an internal deodorant. Instead of using a bunch of chemicals, you can just dilute some lemongrass oil and use a foot rub or even facial rub. It's really good for your skin. Just don't apply it direct. But it is actually a great kind of like tea tree oil. It's kind of a all-around antimicrobial that can help fight off bad critters that are growing on the skin, or for stings or bites and things like that. Lemongrass is also one of my favorites, and it can be used for children as well.
So lavender, geranium, frankincense, there's lemon, sweet orange, lemongrass, tea tree, peppermint, eucalyptus, rosemary. All of these are available at Stay Healthy under the Garden of Life line. So definitely take the time to check them out. They're very strong, they're very potent, and they're very, very pure. Let's go to the next topic now. We're going to be talking about herbs today, and, you know, the last time we did this, I had somebody that said the next time that we do this, and I just found the note on the source side of the computer, please talk a little bit more about ashwagandha. She had lived in India and had actually used it while she was there, and wondered if it was the same kind of product here, because it worked well for her there.
Yeah, ashwagandha is definitely a lot of people's favorite herb. It's one of the top-selling herbs in the country right now. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it has a weird name, ashwagandha. It's really an old Indian word that means strong as a horse, or some translations, smells like a horse, because the plant has a very characteristic odor. But this plant goes back thousands of years. I mean, this is from the Ayurvedic tradition. And the question, is it going to work like today? Is the one that you buy in the United States going to work today like the one you took in India?
Right.
That depends. The answer is it depends. And this is where I know this is a common theme on your show, Jeff, that for the listeners, please don't just go out there and price shop herbs. You know, if you go to the big box retail stores and you're in the drugstore and you see a wall of herbs and they're, you know, $5 or $8 for a bottle of 100 pills, you should know that that's probably not a very concentrated extract, or it may not even be the species that they're claiming it to be. There's the herbal market is definitely one where there's been a lot of tricks. There have been species used that were close relatives of the medicinal plant, but they weren't actually the medicinal plant used. There's a lot of, you know, sort of trickery going on out there. And this is why I would say it depends. Always go with really good brands. I would strive to get organic herbs. This is a small percentage of the herbal market. Unfortunately, it's, you know, I think it's like 97% conventional herbs. But ashwagandha, I mean, this is actually one of our best products. It's called Stress and Mood, which is exactly what ashwagandha is known for. It's really supporting energy levels. A lot of people take ashwagandha for handling stress, handling challenging environmental demands, like if you're in medical school or you're in finals week or you're in tax season or you're in some kind of really demanding job that really wears down your nervous system and your physical body. A lot of athletes use it. As it says, it strengthens you and makes you strong as a horse. That's kind of the traditional name of this product. And the research on it is outstanding. I mean, there's fertility research where it's really helped men and women conceive. There's research on stress levels. There's even research on overeating and helping people reduce calories and cravings for food. It improves memory in some of these trials and standardized tests. I mean, it is really good for our nervous system. And what Garden of Life does is we buy organic, and then we concentrate up the withanolides. For those that don't know, withanolides are the main studied component. It's kind of like the active constituent of the plant. And really, these are roots, right? It's a root extract. And we give you among the highest I've ever seen, 30 milligrams of withanolides. I think ours is the most potent ashwagandha out there. I want to warn people that a lot of what's sold is just crude, where they just grind up the roots and stuffed it in a capsule. And there's no concentration of withanolides at all. They don't even declare any value for withanolides. At Garden of Life, we give you basically the record, 30 milligrams of withanolides. This is really along the lines of what you'd see at a clinical herbalist. This is not usually the strength of typical ashwagandha products. We're a lot stronger, and I think this is why people love this product and feel the difference for stress and mood.
Talk a little bit more, you know, and I thank you for doing that. I just want to make sure we get these in. Somebody just jumped in and they said they've been using your inflammatory response turmeric, the extra strength, and they have tried other turmerics. And this person has also been to India and traveled. And they said, you know, over there, it seems like it's in everything, single thing you eat. She said, I was waiting for it to come out of the soda bottle that I was pouring. She said, but I've never used one that worked this well. What makes it different so I can explain it to my friends?
Yeah. So with Garden of Life, one of the things we focused on with turmeric is obviously getting organic. We also wanted to focus on absorption. You know, everybody knows, at least everybody who's the herbal nerds out there who work in this field, we all know that these curcumin molecules that you get out of turmeric root, they're so wonderful. They have all this amazing research for our health and circulation and our liver, but they're hard to absorb. Those darn curcumin molecules just don't get absorbed into the bloodstream very well. And two, they also don't stay around. The half-life is usually measured in minutes. I mean, it's a tough molecule to make it stick around long enough to do much good. And so all these labs, all these different extraction houses have spent time and money trying to engineer and invest in turmeric medicine to try to improve the efficacy and the half-life and the delivery, the pharmacokinetics, they would say. Well, there's been a lot of breakthroughs. Frankly, there's about a half dozen different technologies out there in the world that do improve absorption and half-life. The problem with a lot of those technologies is that they're not organic compliant, right? They work, they definitely improve absorption, and they keep it in the bloodstream longer, but they use a lot of solvents, right? A lot of even things like chloroform and dichloroethane and just harsh industrial solvents the Garden of Life wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. So I think what we did right is we concentrated up to really high strength in terms of dosage weight. We're up there at the record setting, like 500 milligrams of curcuminoids, not of turmeric root, not of just crude roots. We're talking of the actual target molecules, curcumins. The curcuminoid molecules are really where all the research is. So we give it to you with organic black pepper extract and organic ginger. And this really helps you not only bring blood flow to the stomach and enhance absorption, but it also, the pepper extract works in the liver to prevent it from breaking down these things so quickly. It actually improves half-life by like 20-fold, like a 2,000% increase. It sticks around a lot better when you get more of it into the bloodstream. So I think that's it. We're using organic, really high-quality turmeric, and we're going through some of the state-of-the-art extraction and blending to combine it with other herbs that help it work and get into the bloodstream longer. So I think people really feel this. They really feel their aches and pains, their stiffness going away. We hear this all the time about our turmeric product.
The other question is, and this just came in from someone else, it says, how does the extra strength turmeric relate to the chewable?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. You know, the chewable is definitely the most fun. I think it wins a lot of the awards in terms of taste. When you compare turmeric products in terms of taste, there's a lot of dogs in the industry that just, you know, it might have some good quality turmeric in there, but sure tastes like bitter roots and tastes like dirt. And ours tastes like, you know, apple pie. So the natural question that you just asked is, how does that relate to the tablets? And the sheer fact is that it's not as strong, right? If you look at the milligram weight, it's 50 milligrams coming from four gummies. So if you buy the chewable gummies, if you're getting 50 milligrams per serving, again, that's four gummies. You know, when you compare that to the best-selling one on the market, it's actually stronger. The industry's bestseller is 36 milligrams of curcumin per serving. That's one of the best ones out there. Ours is 50, even coming from the gummy product. We're not messing around at Garden of Life. We want to give you real, clinically relevant potencies. We're not going to pixie dust it in there at like a 1 milligram just to put it on the label. So it's 50 milligrams of curcumin. But if you compare that to our extra strength, well, it's 500 milligrams in our extra strength, so it's literally 10 times stronger. Our normal product is also, you know, we make maximum strength, which is the 10 times. Extra strength is actually 100 milligrams, so it's double potency. So if you buy our normal strength tablets, we call them extra strength because we're comparing to the rest of the market. We don't have a regular one. We have extra strength and maximum strength. And that's because so much of the market, I'll say, it's kind of weak sauce, where it's, you know, 36 milligrams or 10 milligrams or no milligrams. I've actually seen a lot of products, I don't know about you, Jeff, that don't even declare any curcuminoids at all. They just say turmeric root, and there's a few in here, we presume, but we're not going to count them and label them for you, Mr. Customer. At Garden of Life, we don't do that to you. We're going to use the organic raw material, and then we're going to use the best labs and declare exactly how much is in there per serving. So it's 50 milligrams of curcumin in the gummies, it's 100 milligrams in our extra strength, and if you want the top dog, it's 500 milligrams, which is about the high as it gets that anybody can ever put in a single tablet. So we really straddle the fence and try to offer different potencies for different ranges of pain and severity. You know, some people just need a little bit of help. Some people need round-the-clock, massive amounts of help for their body.
Can the turmeric and the ashwagandha be used together?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's one thing. I mean, herbs generally play nice together. Herbs are not like drugs. They don't go in there and sledgehammer one metabolic pathway. They don't alter your body in the same way. They're generally vastly safer to combine. Herbs, I tend to think of them like nutrient storehouses. They're more like food. And in that sense, they tend to have synergy together. Sometimes turmeric may enhance the circulatory properties and actually assist with delivering those withanolide molecules from ashwagandha out into your bloodstream and have them get to other target receptors out in your body. So I think, yeah, there's a lot of times where herbs, not only do they not have any contraindications with each other, they have synergy with each other. They're actually sometimes better to take together than they are alone. So, yeah, I would say that's true for almost all of these herbs in our line. If you want to combine the Sleep Well mix or our oregano product, or if you want to take a prostate blend for men and you want to combine that with turmeric, you can pretty much combine any of these blends with any other of these herbs. It's totally open, and I think that a lot of people find there's a lot of help that you can get from herbs pretty quick. it's not like you have to wait, you know, a month to see results often. It can take sometimes 24 hours. You'll wake up a lot less stiff from taking turmeric.
Another question just came in. It says, if you're using these, do you have to break from them? They say because they're stronger. I have two people that said these are very potent. Do we have to rotate or cycle them? Do we have to lay off every once in a while? Ask Bruce while you have him on the air.
I'd say it depends, right? I think with adaptogen herbs like ashwagandha, or if you're using an adrenal blend, I think most of the herbalists that I've talked to or read in their books, they do suggest cycling. They suggest taking little time off. Like if you're using our ashwagandha, maybe take 1 week of every month off. So you're doing like, you know, 3 weeks on, 1 week off, or maybe 4 weeks on, 1 week off. That's a very typical cyclical regimen too. The reason for that, they say, is that if you just keep those with analytes floating around in your bloodstream all the time, that the nervous system stops listening a little bit, that you won't have the same level of benefits. So I would say to cycle those adrenal herbs. The rest of them, like turmeric, I don't think you have to at all. I think a lot of people take them every day and get incredible benefits and continue to swear by them every morning. So I think it's a little bit of a case-by-case basis. Generally, though, I think if you're using our Sleep Well or a turmeric product or golden milk or a prostate blend, those can be taken every day ongoing. Now, I will throw out caution about oregano. Oregano is kind of an antibiotic type of product, and you don't really want to take it all the time, every day, ongoing for months. I would say usually like 3 months is probably about the maximum you'd ever want to take oregano. And most people do it for like 30 days or, you know, 6 weeks top is usually what we see. 3 months is about as long as I would ever see in the top range of oregano. So it's kind of a case-by-case basis, but a lot of these you can take every day, almost like food.
I feel the same way about oil of oregano. I mean, I feel, you know, use it when you really need it, but when you don't need it, put it away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think those are one of those things that I think we would really burn out the effects on. And I think our body, when it did need it, it just wouldn't respond as well. That's the way I've always thought, too.
Yeah, I think oregano also can give people kind of like diarrhea and stuff, almost like, you know, kind of like antibiotics can do that. And that's not to say that it shouldn't be used. When you're up against some bad critters and you've got the sniffles and your gut's, you know, not feeling great, oregano can actually be amazing to help clear you out and get things going right again in your body, really help your immune system overcome these types of challenges. But I wouldn't use it as a prophylactic that you're taking every day just to keep your immune system healthy. I agree with you, Jeff. I think it can be counterproductive.
You know, because we went through the breaks, I didn't get a chance to mention. Remember that all of the products from Garden of Life are 25 to 35% off at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. So those everyday discounted prices on the line of products from Garden of Life. So keep that in mind. Talk maca.
Yeah. Oh, man. Maca is one of those herbs that is really a hormone balancer. And it, you know how, like, in the health food stores, you get these anecdotal stories where people come in and they're like, wow, this... I tried everything here. I tried these creams. I tried this other herb. I was seeing, you know, a regular doctor who was recommending these other strategies. And of all the things I tried, nothing worked except maca. Mm-hmm. And there's actually quite a few studies published on maca. So it's used to enhance libido. It's used for fertility. And especially, I would say the main use is that it's very much used for, you know, the symptoms of the change that women go through during, you know, perimenopause and menopausal symptoms. This is really obviously not like the same as hormone replacement therapy. It's not like intended to treat any of these, you know, disease states, but it can help kind of work your hormone system to kind of help balance things out. And I've had a lot of women swear that maca was the one agent that knocked down their night sweats or really helped with their hot flashes or really helped with changes in their mood and kind of things they were feeling kind of emotionally different, no longer recognizing their own responses to stress. I think a lot of women go through this. I think some men go through this, frankly. And I think maca is one of those plants that has been revered again in a different culture. I mean, we talked a little bit about ashwagandha in the Ayurvedic tradition. It goes back thousands of years in India. Well, maca, kind of parallel to that, has a very long tradition in the Peruvian Incan tribes, right? All these natives that lived in South America revered the plant. And whenever you buy maca, please make sure that it's fair trade. you know, about 10 years ago, there was a big boom, a huge kind of popularity rush, a meteor ship of maca. And all these Chinese kind of enthusiasts came online and started buying the heck out of maca. And it changed the supply chain. It changed the market. And there became a lot of really bad, low quality, you know, almost adulterated maca. So make sure it's organic. Make sure it's fair trade. And I would say make sure it's gelatinized, where it's been heated and cooked a little bit. Otherwise, the crude, dense fibers are just so tough, you're not going to digest it and absorb it very well. So at Garden of Life, we use all the phenotypes. All the three common forms of it are blended together to give you the most diversity of compounds. And we do gelatinize it, and it is fair trade, and it is organic. So we try to do all the work for you. We even add a little bit of probiotics to help you digest it. But the truth is that maca is one of those things that a lot of men take for kind of increasing libido and sexual desire. And a lot of women take it also for hormone balancing and hormone symptoms that are so commonly experienced in our society. So give it a good shot. I would recommend going with powder and not capsules. It has kind of a malty flavor. And I wouldn't recommend going with capsules because you tend to need about 5 to 10 capsules in order to equate up to 1 teaspoon. So, you know, you really want to use an effective dose of it to get enough to do some good. And I think 1 capsule a day is just not usually going to be very effective.
You know, I got a funny story. A friend of mine years ago, he had a friend visiting from Peru, and he had come in and was buying some maca and picked up some powder while he was here. And he told him to tell me a story. And I guess his great grandfather owned an area in Peru, very high altitude. And the story was that the bulls were not interested in the cows, that the cows couldn't be bothered, and they weren't producing good milk, and they weren't getting together and making babies like they should, and they blamed it on the high altitude and all that. And they started grinding up and cutting up the maca and putting it in their feed. And all of a sudden, the milk was great, and the bulls were ready, and the cows were like, come on over, and I guess everything was going on, and babies were popping out, and he said everybody in the family in the area, you know, started really using a lot of maca, and the baby boom was there, and people were happier and healthier, and it was just one of those things that was kind of like a fragmented story, but, you know, and I think that's where a lot of this information comes from, hands-on from the people that were doing it in those areas.
Yeah, you're right. Traditional uses kind of informed the direction of research. And nowadays there's, you know, published trials in medical journals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd say there's definitely stress response, definitely hormone balancing, fertility and libido. All of these things usually are noticeable within about 2 weeks of taking maca. For some people, it's within hours. Within like 36, 48 hours, they're really feeling maybe more desire, more libido type of, more a heightened sense of sexuality is often what people notice with maca. And that can be a really great thing. For a lot of people, this is a really safe plant. It doesn't have a track record of, you know, causing liver damage or, you know, causing all these weird effects on our blood vessels, you know, like a lot of pharmaceuticals can out there. So I would say maca is worth a shot. I definitely have taken it. And it's nice tasting, and it's also just good for stress. So it's kind of one of those tonic plants that comes from a 1,000-year tradition in South America.
I got 1 minute. Can you talk about the Sleep Well, both tablets and spray, in about a minute?
1 minute. Well, you know, I've been actually giving the liquid version, the spray, to my child. So I have a 6-year-old, and he's been using this, and it's been really great for him. I mean, it really is not always just used for bed. These are herbs that calm your nervous system. They reduce excitability. This is not a tranquilizer. It's not like giving your kid amphetamines or something. But it can really be used during the day for kids that are super anxious and kind of overhyped up, but also to take at night. You can put it right next to your bed. These are all organic herbs, and we even use green tea extract. It's theanine. There's no caffeine here, obviously. But theanine helps your brain fall asleep and drift off. And I just love these products. We make tablets. We make spray. And these are really great for people that have the racing thoughts or just can't stay asleep well every night. Really safe approaches, not habit forming. And like I said, really great for kids. We even have, you know, indicated usage on there for kids 6 and up. So definitely give it a shot. I recommend this for at nighttime, obviously, but I also recommend it for kids during the day. It's not like a a sleeping pill or a tranquilizer that you get from a pharmacist or something. Really a great taste, too.
I love it. I want to thank you so much. I know, like I said, we went right through the breaks, but that's okay because I'm always happy when you're here. Have a good week off, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Thanks for doing what you do, Jeff. Keep up the great work.
Right back at you. Be well. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Today we talked about the essential oils that they do make. They make a frankincense, a lemon, a sweet orange, a lemongrass, a tea tree, peppermint, eucalyptus, rosemary. They're all available. Of course, we talked about the oil of oregano. We talked about the sleep well, the turmeric, both the tablets and the chewable. We talked about the golden milk, the maca, the ashwagandha, all those products. Remember, all of the Garden of Life products are 25 to 35% off every single day at Stay Healthy. So you get the benefit of really getting a great deal. Plus, you're able to get all that information and ask those questions and make sure that you're really getting exactly what you're looking for. And there's nothing better than getting your questions answered, you know, and thinking that you just don't want to take the time to ask the questions. Take that extra second, ask that question, because you might say, oh, I don't even need to go that way. I thought I misunderstood or I was misinformed. And that's what they'll help you do, sort it out. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They make it easy to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy, and they do it every single day with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, a fully packed store that's full service with the best of the best, so you really can't make a mistake. And you get to go in with questions, leave with answers, and also leave with great peace of mind. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday from 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, a great wealth of information, as well as leave your email, and you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and all that good stuff just for taking the time to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And their Facebook page, everybody's on Facebook. Take a minute, go to their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up, stay in tune, stay in touch, and their daily post will keep you informed, up to date on what is going on in the industry, as well as what's going on at the store and specials and all that good stuff just for clicking the like button on their Facebook page. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in today. Thank you to Bruce Topping, of course, Garden of Life, for all the great products. Remember, 25 to 35% off at Stay Healthy on all the products every day. Taking time to put yourself first and tuning into the show, I appreciate it. If your schedule will not allow you to do that, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, every one of my shows is recorded, podcast, and archived all on my webpage daily, drjeffreyburke.com. It's easy. Once you go to the webpage, you just click on the archive icon, download the show that you want to listen to, and listen to it when it's convenient for you. How cool is that? I think it's a great thing to be able to head in the right direction and have support. And, you know, let's say you're here part of a show and you have to go into a meeting or you have an appointment, you can go back and hear the rest of it. Let's say you hear a show today on essential oils and you just had this conversation with someone yesterday and you know they'll benefit from it. Well, great. Send them to my webpage. Tell them to download Tuesday morning show. And they can actually listen to it as well. It's a great place to send people for extra information. It's a great place for ourselves to go back and reference. I go back and listen to shows all the time because I get so busy talking and interviewing, I don't get to really fully enjoy the conversation. So I'll go back again, and I always pick up things that I miss while I'm doing the interview. So that's what it's all about. Take the time to put yourself first. Take your time to tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics for today's world every day. And also the best of the best guests in our industry. So remember, Garden of Life, check out their essential oils and their herbs. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.